Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now you're welcome back to the programme. Cough syrup containing codeine may no longer be available over the counter in the UK because of concerns it's addictive and can lead to serious health problems as well. Rising numbers of reports of drug abuse and dependence to codeine medicines are being made to the UK Medicines Safety Regulator. So should a similar law be brought in here? Well, Susan O'Dwyer is the head of professional services with the Irish Pharmacy Union and she joins me now. Susan, you're welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
How addictive is codeine?
Codeine is an addictive medication, so it's an opioid painkiller. It can also be used for, it has weak cough suppressant activity, so sometimes you find it used in cough bottles. But because it's an opioid, it has dependence potential if you use it particularly in doses that are above the recommended doses or for more prolonged periods of time.
And if you do abuse the prescription, it's highly addictive, isn't it?
You can become dependent on it, yes. So if you're using it, as I say, at doses that will be above recommended doses, or if you use it for a prolonged period of time, then you can become dependent. You might seek out that medication and you might feel the need to continue to take it and maybe continue to take it at higher doses over time as you become more tolerant and dependent on it.
And how much of a codeine medicine, a codeine cough syrup, for example, would you have to use beyond the allocated time before you'd realise a certain dependency?
So with codeine, any codeine containing medicines, particularly the ones you buy over the counter in Ireland, we would recommend that you would only use them for 3 days. They'd be used for short-term treatment, either of pain or to manage a cough. We wouldn't recommend that they would be used for longer than that period of time without medical supervision. So if somebody felt the need to use it for longer than that for the symptoms that they had, they'd need to see a doctor and get a diagnosis, I guess, initially of the symptoms and whatever the pain may be, and also to check if is that the most appropriate treatment and is there something else that might be more appropriate?
Am I right in saying, Susan, that many people would use it beyond the 3 days because they don't have the money maybe to go to a GP, it's cheaper than going to the GP and they'll tough it out for a 5 to 7 day period with codeine or a codeine cough syrup to see if it improves?
People may do that, but we wouldn't recommend that they do that. So particularly with this type of medication. So there are other types of treatments available. So for example, for pain, you can get analgesics such as paracetamol or ibuprofen in kind of single ingredient preparations. There's also other treatments for dry coughs. So we would, like in the first instance, be recommending that somebody would try something else first line. Mm-hmm. And in the second instance, recommend that they don't use it for a long period of time. And if they did, to come back either to their pharmacist, if they couldn't get an appointment to see the GP, but then also we would be referring them on to the GP.
Okay, there are alternatives. So is there a problem then with codeine products or codeine cough syrups, for example, in the Irish market?
So no more than any other product that's available over the counter that has codeine in it, there is that dependence potential. So we would say there are definitely known instances of people becoming dependent on the product, and that's why there are guidelines in Ireland. So the Pharmaceutical Society of Ireland have guidance on the safe supply of codeine through pharmacy. And there's criteria that we have to follow. So there's protocols that pharmacies follow, a series of questions that we question people when they come in to get the medication to make sure it's a suitable product for the symptoms that they have, and also to make sure that it's suitable in that particular instance. So they have tried, you know, have they tried other things and it hasn't worked? So there's guidelines around when it's suitable to supply, and then also when it's supplied, pharmacies will give advice around how to use it safely. So things like I've talked about in terms of the 3 days use, mm-hmm. knowing when to come back and seek further advice.
So in a word,
to try different alternatives.
No need then is what you say to make this prescription only in the Irish market.
What I would say is the vast majority of people that use the products over the counter use them responsibly and they're not dependent to the product. So putting it on prescription only, it won't reduce the potential for it for dependence. It might put a barrier in the way of people accessing it a little bit easier, but at the same time, there are controls in the pharmacy setting. And I think putting it on prescription only might not necessarily be a proportionate response, given that the vast majority of people use it sensibly and safely.
Okay, Susan O'Dwyer, Head of Professional Services with the IPU. Thank you very much indeed.